This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. North Korea and the U.S. envoy for it, Sung Kim, said on Sunday that North Korea's recent ballistic missiles tests were concerning and it was counterproductive for efforts to reduce tensions, and Pyongyang should instead engage in talks. Kim said the United States is committed to exploring sustained and substantive diplomacy with North Korea. On Thursday, the North said the United States was overreacting to a submarine-launched ballistic missile that did call it self-defense and questioned the sincerity of Washington's offer. European Union leaders have pledged to keep up the pressure on Belarus President Alexander Lukashenko to halt the flow of migrants entering the 27-member bloc from his country. The leaders also raised the prospect on Friday of imposing new sanctions on Lukashenko amid calls from some countries to use EU money to build walls and fences to hold off the migrant influx. The EU members, Poland and Lithuania, have struggled to cope with an unusually high number of migrants arriving at their borders. Colombia's armed forces captured Dario Antonio Usuga, then the biggest blow to drug trafficking in the Andean country since the death of Pablo Escobar. President Iván Duque said on Saturday that the 50-year-old was captured during Operation Osiris in a rural area of Colombia's urban region. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said Saturday that he had ordered 10 foreign ambassadors who called for the release of a jailed philanthropist to be declared persona non grata. The envoys, including the U.S., French, and German representatives in Ankara, issued a statement earlier in the week calling for a resolution to the case of Osman Kavala, a businessman and philanthropist held in prison since 2017, despite not having been convicted of a crime. Describing the statement as an impotence, Erdogan said he had ordered the ambassadors be decided undesirable. He added that they will recognize, understand, and know Turkey. The day they don't or understand Turkey, they will leave. Diplomats, who also include the ambassadors of the Netherlands, Canada, Denmark, Sweden, Finland, Norway, and New Zealand, were summoned to the foreign ministry on Tuesday. Russian and Chinese warships held their first joint patrols in the western part of the Pacific Ocean on October 17th through 23rd, Russian Defense Ministry said in a statement on Saturday. Moscow and Beijing, which staged naval cooperation drills in the Sea of Japan earlier in October, have cultivated closer military and diplomatic ties in recent years at a time when their relations with the West have soured. Activists have called on the international community to help resolve Israel's unprecedented, or reverse it, of the six Palestinian human rights groups as terrorist organizations. The terror label enables Israel to raid the group's offices, seize assets, and arrest employees. Israel alleges the groups are a front for a small Palestinian movement with a political party and an armed faction that has carried out deadly attacks against Israelis. Facebook in India has been selective in curbing hate speech, misinformation, and inflammatory posts, particularly anti-Muslim content. That's according to leaked documents obtained by the Associated Press, even if there's its own employees cast doubt over the company's motivations and interest. From research as recent as March of this year, the company memos, they date back to 2019, the internal company documents in India highlights Facebook's constant struggles in quashing abusive content on its platforms. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil.